Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Angela Merkel has won a fourth term as Germany's chancellor in a federal election where the outcome seemed inevitable since the start of campaigning. But her ruling Christian Democrats got a lower share of the vote than predicted, and Germany's far-right populists surged, securing a bigger vote than most pollsters had forecast. Still, RMIT University Europe scholar Bruce Wilson thinks Merkel's win was quite an accomplishment.
This is a fourth successive election victory for Angela Merkel in very difficult times. And when you look at the turmoil and the uncertainty in other parts of Europe and indeed in my own country, Australia, to have such a consistent and stable leadership of the nation through four separate electoral periods is a remarkable thing.
After the political disorder in London that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union and turmoil in the United States in President Trump's first months in office, many Germans told reporters they were in no mood to gamble, so they favored Merkel. Travelers to the United States from Chad, Iran, Libya, North Korea, Somalia, Syria, Venezuela, and Yemen will face new restrictions under a revised travel ban order signed by President Trump. Officials say these countries refuse to share information about terrorism and other issues with the U.S. Three UN peacekeepers were killed, five wounded by an explosive device that detonated as they escorted a convoy in Mali. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but similar devices had been used in the past by Al-Qaeda. Attacks are frequent. This is VOA News. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani has defended today's Kurdish independence referendum by revisiting historic grievances between Baghdad and Iraqi Kurdistan. He said the reason for the referendum is that only through independence can they secure a future. Barzani also lashed out against the government in Baghdad, saying Kurds had lost hope in being part of Iraq after political agreements following the 2003 fall of Saddam Hussein, reviled by Kurds for his chemical weapons attacks on the Kurds and mass killings. Barzani also tried to reassure regional powers and the rest of the world that the referendum will not destabilize the region. Russian Defense Ministry has announced that one of its military leaders was killed while fighting the Islamic State in Syria. General Valery Osipov was serving as an advisor to Syrian government troops in the operation for the liberation of the city Deir ez-Zor. Meantime, Syria media reporting that government and allied troops have seized Madan, a town not far north of Deir ez-Zor and south of Raqqa, which has been the scene of intense fighting against Islamic State militants. A suicide bomber has struck a NATO convoy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, wounding at least three. A Taliban insurgency took credit for plotting that attack. Its spokesman claimed a convoy of American military was targeted, destroying several vehicles and inflicting heavy casualties. President Trump has signed a document prohibiting the entry of citizens from eight countries, including North Korea, Venezuela, Iran, Chad, Libya, Syria, Yemen, and Somalia. Mr. Trump's previous travel ban was the subject of court challenges. Then the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the order could take effect with some restrictions. David Beer is an analyst with the Cato Institute think tank.
The Supreme Court ultimately held that it could go into partial effect, but not full effect. We're talking about a very small portion of the overall population who was initially the targets of the executive order.
White House says the travel ban was never intended to be anything other than temporary. Search and rescue teams in Mexico continue to look through the rubble for survivors after a third powerful earthquake rocked Mexico over the weekend. U.S. Geological Survey said the quake had a magnitude of 6.1, centered in the southern state of Oaxaca, about 360 miles.
That's the latest world news from VOA.